Let's unravel the mysteries and complexities of building successful lead generation strategies. This is Digital Marketing Decoded.
Okay, imagine this. You're on a landing page offering a free tool. The CTA is huge. The pop-up appears immediately, and the visitor bounces because they weren't ready. We just lost a sign-up that might have happened after a 30-second nudge. That's the problem conversion tempo fixes. Today, we're tackling when to ask, not just what to ask. Michelle, you ever seen a perfectly timed nudge that actually helped?
All the time. I've seen immediate CTAs that land like a hug when the copy matches a clear intent, and others that feel like a door slam. Let me ask listeners a question. Have you ever felt pressured by a site a few seconds after landing? If your answer is yes, you're exactly who this episode is for. We're going to give you a playbook you can try in 72 hours.
Great! Let's map the tempo bands. There are four I lean on. Instant CTAs, first 0 to 5 seconds. Short engagement nudges, 10 to 30 seconds. Micro tasks for the 1 to 5 minute window. And gentle revisit hooks once someone leaves. Each band needs a different ask and different instrumentation so you don't misread the data.
And tone matters at every band. A 5 second ask should feel helpful. Think see a quick demo or try a no credit preview, not pushy. At 30 seconds, you can offer a micro engagement, like a 2-question curiosity prompt. At 3 minutes, an action like save this to your dashboard or receive a tailored tip is fair. And revisit hooks, email or subtle banners after a return, should feel like a friendly reminder, not a stalker move.
Technically, don't rely on wall clock timers alone. Use the Page Visibility API to avoid triggering when the tab is in the background. Session storage or ephemeral tokens to track whether the user already saw an ask. And a first interaction flag, like a mouse move, scroll, or focus event, to confirm attention. And name events with privacy-safe labels, so analytics don't store sensitive intent data.
I love that. Because from a UX perspective, you can pair those signals with copy that respects context. For example, for the 10:30s nudge, try, quick question, what brought you here today? As a tiny inline prompt with an easy skip link, that gives agency. Also, cap frequency per session. No one likes repeat interruptions.
Two quick implementation notes. One, use ephemeral tokens for microconversions, tokens that expire at session end. So you can correlate an engagement with a later conversion without holding long-term PII. Two, build a debounce so you don't re-trigger the same band within a session. Those make your timing signals much cleaner.
Let's talk brand QA. 5 quick questions to avoid tone fracture. 1, would this ask feel helpful if I woke up groggy? 2, is the copy clearly skippable? 3, is the placement interruptive on mobile? 4, does it match our brand voice? 5, is frequency capped per session? If any answer is no, dial back.
Yes, and we should be careful with what we measure. If you only look at immediate clicks, you can reward the loudest, not the best. Always keep a control versus presence split in your experiment design. Presence meaning the user saw the timing treatment, versus control meaning no ask. That protects you from false positives from novelty or bots.
For multi-band splits, run variants like 5 seconds, 30 seconds, 3 minutes, and revisit, not every single millisecond. Div each band a clear hypothesis. Example, 30-second inline question increases qualified signups by improving lead fit, not just volume. Then set minimum samples and guardrails so you don't celebrate a tiny fluke.
About sample size, for short-run 72-hour pilots, expect noisy data. We recommend a minimum sample heuristic, at least a few hundred exposures per variant for preliminary signals, and larger for statistical confidence, and instrument bot filters and first interaction flags so background timers don't pollute your counts.
Don't skip qualitative checkbacks. If a band looks good quantitatively, ask sales or customer success for a sample review of leads from that cohort. Ask, are these leads better? Did they complain about the experience? That qualitative loop prevents micrometric chasing.
All right, here's a tight 72-hour pilot template you can copy tonight. Day 0, instrument 4 variants. Control, no timing ask, 5-second CTA, 30-second inline micro question, and 3-minute micro task. Day 1, sanity check instrumentation, visibility API firing, session ship flags, and event names showing up in analytics. Day 2, monitor exposures, click-throughs, and early quality signals. Watch bounce rate so we don't trade long-term engagement for short-term clicks. Day 3, review minimum samples, qualitative checks, and decide keep, iterate, rollback.
On the copy side, sample variants for 5 seconds, see a 30-second demo. For 30 seconds, 2 quick questions to personalize this page. For 3M, save this checklist to your profile. For revisit, welcome back. Pick up where you left off. Always include a clear no thanks link and frequency cap copy like we'll only ask once per visit. That small wording change protects brand trust.
Monitoring alerts, set automated flags for sudden spikes and bounce after a variant rollout, and a basic health alert if visibility API triggers drop below expected thresholds. Those usually indicate browser behavior changes or misfires. And have a rollback rule. If negative impact on engagement exceeds X% for more than Y hours, automatically revert to control.
For reporting snapshot, keep it simple. Exposures, click-throughs, qualified conversions, bounce rate, and a qualitative note from a human reviewer. Put that in a one-page summary and share it with product, CRO, and brand so everyone sees trade-offs.
Quick example from the field. We tested a 30-second micro question that asked for one preference. Quantitatively, signups rose 12% in the test, but qualitative review showed a slight uptick in lower quality leads, so we iterated the question to focus on intent rather than preference and got better outcomes. The point? Iterate, don't scale blind.
All right, key takeaways before we wrap. 1, match the ask to the attention band. 2, use engagement-aware tech, visibility API, first interaction, not just timers. 3, protect brand with clear skip options and frequency caps. 4, require control splits and qualitative checks before scaling. That's your conversion tempo checklist in 5 bullets.
Listener challenge, pick one tempo band. Start with a 30-second inline nudge or a subtle 3-minute micro task and run the 72-hour pilot we outlined. Track exposures, quality, and bounce. Share your result with your team and do a qualitative check. Small experiments, big learning.
If you want the pilot checklist and copy pack we mentioned, subscribe and we'll make it easy to copy-paste into your backlog. Also, tell us which band you tested. We want to hear wins and weird failures. Those are the best lessons.
That's it for today. Run one small tempo pilot this week, protect your brand, and don't scale without qualitative checks. And as always, let's decode.